And let's see, I think that's about all on clothing. I'd like to, some strange reason, we're ending categories here just with the tape.
And yeah.
Working out. How are you doing, by the way? Are you reasonably comfortable yet?
Yeah, I've done fine.
This section, I'd like to ask you just about everything that you can think of about food and eating and preparation and things like that. I have a list of specific questions, and if you like me to, I can continue to suggest questions, or you can just...
You like me to go through the foods that we had?
Well, whichever would be more convenient for you,
and then
I can
if I miss any
answers.
And
in fact, if I could interrupt you for a second, anything you remember about talking about food? Did your parents say now? Were you told how to chew your food and things like
that? Yes. We were told to keep our mouth shut while we chewed our food. And the folks were very strict on table manners. Very strict. When you see children now going to the table and being so ugly, there's no need for it because we had a very strict rule. You had to chew with your mouth shut. Set up straight at the table.
Does it bother you if you hear somebody chew with it? Does it bother you today?
When you eat in a restaurant a lot, you get used to so many sounds, you just forget it. But I think that it would have bothered me.
There was an inflexible rule that it was it marked your passage from babyhood to more responsible childhood. You chew with your mouth closed.
And then we were not allowed to. We could talk at the table, but we're not allowed to laugh or giggle. My brother and I would get so tickled at the table if we had company. Company was a rare thing. And if company came, we would look at each other and then we'd start giggling. So we had to leave the table. My mother did not have to say a word. She looked at us and nodded her head. And we knew to get up and leave the table, because if we didn't, when she made us, she would also go with us and tear us up out in the backyard. But anyway, we'd leave the table. I had to leave every time we had company. Then another thing, we had to eat what was on the table. We could not say, "I don't like that." You could say, "I don't care for it." And when it was passed your way. But you could not say, "I don't like that," because that was a forbidden thing to say. We ate what was on the table. Mama did not make special foods for us. There's too many of us. I don't think anybody did in those days. And we usually had for breakfast fried eggs and meat. During the summer, we probably had what we call middling meat. That was the what they call bacon now, the rib part. It's strigoline or something they refer to it now, but we call it middling meat. It was the part of the hog, middle from the shoulder to the hip in the side area. Sometimes we had country ham. Country ham was not a rare thing at home because you had your own meat.